Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, still looking for a motive in the school shooting that left a student and teacher dead. Investigators say a 15-year-old girl was responsible. She later took her own life. In New York, alleged serial killer Rex Heuermann is being charged with a seventh murder. A woman whose remains were found in two separate locations on Long Island 24 years ago, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Valerie Mack was identified through DNA. Prosecutors were able to finally identify her. Heuermann was named a suspect in her death back in June. Now they've been able to formally connect him, they say.
Like the other women Heuermann is accused of killing, Valerie Mack was a sex worker. Heuermann remains behind bars. Negotiators say Israel and Hamas are inching toward a ceasefire deal. Egypt and Qatar have resumed their mediation efforts. Jill Biden has closed the book on her teaching career. She says she taught her final class at Northern Virginia Community College last week. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Madison community is reeling from Monday's school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. According to Madison police officials, eight people were shot at the Eastside School on Monday just before 11 a.m. As of Tuesday morning, a teenage student and teacher have been killed, two others were in critical condition in the hospital, and four others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities identified the shooter as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, a student at the school, and say she died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received over $10 million in federal grant money to improve the recruitment and retention of special education teachers. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over 5 years to address persistent special education staffing shortages. The DPI found nearly half of special education teachers in Wisconsin have either left the state or the profession entirely after 6 years. The funding will be used for specialized training and the creation of residency programs. Burnett County has officially opened the Frozen Ground ATV trails in the area. According to Burnett County Forest and Parks officials, the Frozen Ground ATV trails were opened on Monday and are marked with green blazers on the county's trail map. Officials are reminding residents that ATVs and UTVs must be registered or licensed, and riders should check which roads the vehicles can be used on before leaving. They're also reminding riders that most of the trails are on private property with easements, so no off-trail use is allowed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for input from the community on the Chippewa Flowage Joint Agency Management Plan. According to a press release, the involved agencies are asking community members to share how they use the flowage and for input on what updates they would like to see added to the plan. The Chippewa Flowage is an over 15,000-acre impoundment in Sawyer County with about 200 undeveloped islands in it. Public comments can be submitted to the Department of Natural Resources online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get to get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. Around 10:51, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Congressional District will be here. I'm sure we're going to talk about many things. I also would like to talk to Mr. Pocan about Donald Trump's plans now to potentially privatize the U.S. postal system.
Jeez.
I know that Mark Pocan has thoughts.
Yes.
About Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Lots of thoughts.
So,
thoughts that bring Republicans and Democrats together.
Interestingly enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So he is joining us at 10:51. Civic Media's own genie of just about everything, Terry Barr, will be here after the 11 o'clock news. Terry, of course, does all kinds of special features and special stories, and she's very involved in Max Inc. Radio, which is a great live music show on Saturdays that you absolutely should check out if you are a music fan. Katie Jensen from Hawes will be here at 11:33. They're having another special adoption event.
I can't look at their website.
Heading up to the holidays, and they're getting another plane load in today.
That's right. They do the planes.
They get they get animals from shelters down south.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and get them homes up here. So Katie Jensen will be here from Hawes at 11:33. And we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Parenting Tips Edition. You're going to want to stick around for that. I really wish we could start someplace else, but we can't.
Yeah.
And this broke yesterday, I think in the last half hour of our show. Of course, we're talking about the shooting at the Madison Christian School that happened yesterday. Headline from James Causey in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Madison Christian School was the 83rd school shooting this year. It's time to act. We know that three people are dead, one teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old girl who was the shooter.
Yeah.
There are still, I believe, two hospitalized in critical condition. I'm sure more details will continue to come out, including where this girl got this gun. It was a handgun that they retrieved from the scene.
Yeah.
But I got so angry yesterday after we got off the air and details were starting to trickle out a little bit. And on social media, it was everything from, we need to act. We need something to get done. This keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And then on the other side is, it's too soon to make this political. No, it's not. It's not too soon. It is political.
It is not too soon. And I'm frankly tired of that being used as the number, whether it's thoughts and prayers or it's too soon and don't politicize. No, sorry. If this was, no, you know what? I don't even care if it's the first or second time. This is the 83rd time, they said.
This is the 83rd. Sorry, I got to find the headline again. The 83rd school shooting this year.
Yes.
This year.
This is political. This is personal. This is everything. This was done at a Abundant Life Christian school.
Correct.
And, you know, being taught certain values, as we all want to be taught certain values, don't come at me and say it's too soon. Don't come at me and say don't politicize this. This is political.
It is political.
And it's offensive that politicians get away with sloughing it off with thoughts and prayers. Or as Ron Johnson said in a tweet yesterday, I'll be monitoring the situation. What's there to monitor, Ron?
Well, I'm sorry, but we've already heard Republicans say, well, this is just the price we pay for freedom. This is the price we pay for living in a free society. Really? This is worth it?
No, this is not the price we pay. Good schools, good roads, a military that can actually do its job, that's the price we pay. That's what our taxes pay for. This is not the price we pay for. This is not a an add-on. This is not that's disgusting. That's disgusting to say that's the price we pay to live in this country.
Oh yeah. And I've also seen other politicians say, "Well, you know, it is what it is." Didn't Donald Trump say that? Donald Trump said we just have to get over it.
Yeah.
We just have to get over it.
Cool. It's really good to know that, you know, I mean, to me there's no difference between a dead child and a dead adult. It's a human who's gone. But let's exploit it for in the moment for what they love to talk about all the time. You are just saying, dead kids, who cares? That's exactly what you're saying to me when you say, thoughts and prayers, I'll monitor the situation. It's too soon. We can't politicize it. You're saying, dead kids, I got other things to do. It's too much.
It's not that important.
Nothing would get done anyways, so let's not even bother trying.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Andrew from Maine texting and listening on WAUK, too soon, try too late.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Columbine was how many years ago?
20 plus. And Sandy Hook was 12 years ago.
On Saturday, this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we have dozens upon dozens, I would say hundreds of dead children because of firearms, especially and specifically in schools. Yeah. Don't talk to me about too soon. And don't tell me that is disgusting. It's the price. What about other countries?
Doesn't happen there.
Where it doesn't happen. Or like look at a country like Australia where it did happen and the country got together. The leaders said no more. They thought that's too high a price to pay. And they did something about it.
And we could too.
We absolutely could.
And the vast majority of Americans agree on some pretty simple things like universal background checks.
Yep.
And red flag laws.
Yep.
Tony on the live stream says, how can you tell a parent who lost their child? Well, that's what it costs to live in America. That's heartless. It is heartless. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, they found a workaround on that one. They just say that that didn't exist. They were a crisis actor. It was all fake. We live in a country where we're allowed to say that out loud.
Yeah, and I don't even want it. Would rather. Alex Jones, of course, was all over this yesterday.
Of course he was.
Even though how he's still broadcasting is baffles me.
Freedom of speech, baby.
Yeah, but it's crisis actors and false flags. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you would like to join the conversation. We are going to play a couple of clips from a discussion that Jon Stewart had. This is several years ago.
This was about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half ago. Yeah. With a Republican representative from Oklahoma.
Yes, State Senator
Dahm.
Dahm.
Calvin, let's play that first clip, please, with Jon Stewart talking to this representative from Oklahoma.
A proponent of the Second Amendment. Uh-huh. I believe the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Uh-huh. That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific affirmative language, shall not be infringed.
Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well-regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake,
yeah.
I'm not against the Second Amendment. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000. You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
A fraction of a hundredth of a percent. In mathematics terms, he's not wrong. It's a very small fraction of 400 million. But that fraction is human beings.
Those are people. Those 50,000.
This guy who I'm betting dollars to donuts, by the way, his name is Nathan Dahm, D-A-H-M. You can find that interview anywhere you find Jon Stewart. I'll bet you dollars to donuts, that guy is 100% pro-life with no exceptions. I'll bet you.
Oh, I bet you're right.
But in this situation, 50,000, this infinitesimal number, this tiny fraction.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. Dead children, dead people, that's fine. It's the price you pay, Jane.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Two things. First, I've heard, as you guys all did, from the Republicans, and here you go, liberal medicine. You got it now. Well, that's a political, right? Back to your conversation. It's political. And another one, I read the, and I was looking forward to an article to send you a link, guys. Hopefully I'll find. There is a link, a psychological paper saying that there is a link between playing games, shooting games, like the
video games,
right? Yes, video games, and the kids going into schools. I mean, all the kids who went to shooting had a long-term dependency on Call of Duty and very similar couple games, most popular games. I don't remember the names.
But I'm going to stop you there, Karina, though. But they have violent video games all over the world.
Yeah.
And this is still the only country where this happens with such regularity. I mean, we have a Cassandra on the live stream says, how can it be soon to talk about this when it happens all the time? Again, there have been 83 school shootings this year.
No, I'm not saying that it's an excuse, but I'm saying that the guns is a period. I'm agreed with the no guns 100%. But I'm saying is that when the kids are parenting, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about parenting. You can't allow your child to sit hours after hours because something changed in their young brain. When they have that perspective, them behind the gun, shooting other people, they start losing reality.
I understand what you're saying, Karina, yeah. And I certainly think that's why I've always objected to using the term shooter, because it makes it sound like a video game. I've always said the word gunman.
Well, I mean,
because this entered the lexicon about 15 years ago. They all became shooters instead of gunmen. And I think that was by design so that we don't mention the word gun.
Well, I have thoughts on all these topics.
All right,
topics.
We're going to continue these thoughts, and we would love to hear from you if you would like to join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.